It's Monday, January 26th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. Full house tonight. We're all here. Got a live studio audience. They're in the background.
They're doing stuff.
They're doing their own stuff. How you guys been this week? Blavin, you been okay?
Good.
You're still bundled up. Is it cold out there?
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah? Is it cold in here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's warming up, but...
All right. Ugh. You okay there?
Oh, my head was itchy.
Lice?
Yeah,
lice
I think I got lice. You guys should watch out. Shave your head.
Yeah? You been good this week?
Yeah.
Good. I hope so.
No. No, I've been good, yes. It's fun.
You guys do anything special?
Yes, actually. But we'll talk about that during my week.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, baby.
All right, no spoilers, okay.
Spoilers.
Cool. Let's just jump into our picks of the week, because we don't have a review. I'll start this one. Yo. Big comic announcement, guys.
Tell me.
So, if you're a Marvel fan, drop everything.
Okay.
Marvel Universe is coming to an end.
Yay!
Like, all of it is coming to an end.
So are they bankrupt? Like, what's going on?
No, I think they're doing that whole, like, rebooting everything. Like,
again?
252 style?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought they just did that.
No, but they're doing a hard reboot. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, they're erasing everything.
Like, DC's hard reboot?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Damn, son.
I think it makes sense, since the whole movies have brought in all sorts of fan bases, and they're like, do I have to know about so-and-so and so-and-so?
So, right now, yes.
Damn,
so,
yeah. Hard reboot, eh? That's
so now weird. Kids can grow up, be like, I was there from the beginning! From the beginning of the Marvel Universe!
Or man babies like us. We can be like, yeah. Oh, I was there from the beginning in my 20s.
Yeah. I think that means not only the Prime Universe, but every other world. So the Ultimates is gone.
Oh, snap.
Like, everything.
That's pretty cool.
I know it doesn't really affect us at all.
Absolutely. I don't know. I learned my lesson from New 52,
mm-hmm.
is that I don't like collecting comics.
Mm.
So.
Me neither.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
What do they know how it's going to be reset? Like, is there a villain? Is there...
Yes.
Is there equivalent of their Flashpoint?
At the end of the April run of The Secret Wars... Something is gonna happen.
Okay. Is the Flash gonna appear?
The Secret Wars, wasn't that a thing that happened in like the 60s where people were...
In
the 80s, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
That's how Spider-Man got his black suit.
Like, black suit, yeah. So they're redoing it now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, weird.
Mm-hmm. Secret Wars will come to an end. Marvel has announced they first announced it that they were gonna end the Avengers comic with the release of the Avengers movie.
Okay.
And then they said, well, that's just the start. We're gonna end everything.
Hallelujah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Very.
I wonder if they'll, like, obviously they'll bring back all the regular stuff, but I wonder if they'll use this as a chance.
Will they?
Well, they'll bring back most of the regular stuff.
Will they?
Iron Man's dead.
What if Spider-Man isn't the face of Marvel anymore?
I can actually see that if they want to.
Don't say that.
I can see that if they want to make it someone from the Avengers, because they're more popular in the mainstream.
Come on, man.
Don't say that.
I can see that happening. But I'm saying, like, I wonder if they'll use this opportunity to make new superheroes.
Like, obviously,
yeah.
But, like,
I don't know, like,
who cares?
I don't really feel that, like, New 52 did that.
Yeah, they did.
Who did they make?
They made, like, the whole, like, Batman Inc., all that kind of shit. Like,
oh, yeah, but, like, that's still around Batman.
But then again, nobody's going to be like that. Like, whenever, even if they do make characters, nobody going to be as popular, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I hope they do gender swaps.
Just like how they did Thor?
Thor.
Yeah, I hope that that the whole Gwen Stacy Spider-Man carries through.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And Peter never got bit.
Yeah, but now we can have Deadpool as the face of Marvel, as you should.
Oh,
as you
rightfully should be. That's true. He didn't get erased.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's the one that's all-knowing from the past universe.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
And he's a god?
That would be the best.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
But also the worst.
It would be the worst, but yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
And all I want is that when they draw their comics to look just like the movie counterparts.
Oh, yeah, I do want that. That would be nice.
Yeah. Nice to see Chris Pratt's face everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
And Chris Evans' face is both Captain America and Johnny Storm.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so messed up. Are you my brother? No.
What?
You look like a lot like me. We're a little different.
I got more hair. I'm also a bit bigger.
I'm also on fire.
There you go. Some pick.
Nice.
Anthony, you have two picks this week.
I do have two picks. The first pick I have is, I guess, Disney-related. Keep on that, like, Disney-Marvel train.
Okay.
Disney is releasing a new show on their kids' channel about an esports player. And I thought this was really weird because, I don't know, it's just always weird seeing gaming in, like, popular media, I guess. And so there's a new show coming out called Gamer's Guide to Pretty Much Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's about a young kid, Connor, who is a 15-year-old video game phenomenon. And he, after a thumb injury, a critical thumb injury that took him out of the circuit.
This is a Disney show, right?
Yeah. He has to go back to high school. Oh. Here, I'll just read the verbatim, the whole like plot synopsis that Disney sent out. Connor, a 15-year-old video game phenomenon, is forced to attend high school for the first time after a thumb injury sidelines him from the glamorous pro gaming circuit. As a coping mechanism, he begins to visualize life as a video game. He is reunited with his three former gamer friends, who he left behind for life on the Pro Circuit World Tour, and quickly realizes that restoring his friendship is vital to his quest to level up, quote-unquote, to his former glory.
Wow.
And so the only reason I bring this up is because I know TJ watches a lot of shows, and I want TJ to watch this show and report back to me.
TJ watches a lot of shows.
He watches a lot of Disney shows.
Oh, okay. Like,
Family Channel?
Cable on my TV anymore.
No! Now I'll never know what the show is about.
I think you're just going to have to watch it yourself.
Oh, maybe I will.
You're like the only one here with proper cable.
But I don't watch TV. I watch the least amount of TV
I've ever watched. But you have it.
I do have it. It's true. I guess I'll have to take one for the team.
Yeah, thank you. Be real. You're going to enjoy this.
I guess I'll have to level up my relationship with you guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was weird.
I just can't wait until, you know, he's five years from now, he's 20. He's stripping on the public media, revealing himself, becoming a broken Disney starlet.
That is the destiny.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Broken Disney starlets.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, my second pick is, this week I got into, like, a BuzzFeed hole.
I read this and I thought, why is he putting garbage
yeah.
on this podcast?
It's like, 33 new chip dips you never thought were delicious, but totally are.
Please tell me that's not the one you
picked. No, that's not the one I posted. So this, so BuzzFeed has a YouTube, like, a bunch of YouTube channels. And a lot of it is garbage. A lot of it is, like, top 10, or people try garbage candy, or top 10 ways to wear your underwear. But, like, so this one, it's made by, I forget his name. I had his name before, but I forgot it. He has, it's things that X do, so X is like a placeholder,
mm-hmm.
But would be creepy if you did it. And so they made he's made a series of videos. So, like, for example, one is, like, something that is okay for wrestlers to do, but would be creepy if you did it. And so he's, like, going around his office, like, he just stands on his desk and, like, rips his shirt in half like Hulk Hogan and then sits back down.
That's not creepy.
Yeah. It's weird. Or, like, he in a staff meeting, he has his own hype man. So he's like, my client is the number one PowerPoint presenter in the world, right? Wow. And they're just really well-made videos. And I think everybody should watch them because they're actually really funny and really well-produced. I know.
I watched one of them.
Yeah, it's a very dry humor. It's very British comedy.
Mm.
But I really enjoy it.
So did you like the Star Wars one?
The Star Wars one was okay.
Yeah, I didn't laugh at that one.
Yeah, I thought that was super. That one was the weakest so far. But like, he has a lot of other ones. Like, he has like stuff that like babies do that if you did it as a grown adult would be creepy.
Mm.
Or like ones that are like, one is compliments that are actually really creepy. So like one is like, you have nice eyes. I wish I had your eyes. And it was just, I don't know. I got into this BuzzFeed hole. But yeah. It's cool. You should watch it.
So what was it? Mobile games? And then BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. What's next, eh?
I don't know. One day he's going to walk in here with a Frappuccino and be like, hey, guys.
And
I got this new bright colored Lacoste shirt with the collar popped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And wearing a visor.
And talk about privilege and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to head to the country club. You guys want to come with?
You guys want anything? Oh, sorry, you're not members.
I think I'm going to go play some water polo. Do you guys want to join?
It's not water polo. You'd be playing whatever. Something like actual polo.
Like yeah, actual polo?
It's just polo.
With a yeah, horse. It's just polo.
Like horse? Was that the one with the horse?
Yeah, he would be like skee ball too. Like, yeah. You know, you lawn bowling. You,
that's yeah, a wait, water polo. Bocce ball? I play bocce ball.
There you go.
That's Italian lawn bowling.
Mm. Yeah, I think water polo is a little too rougher.
Yeah, water polo.
Water polo. That's one of the horses in the water, right?
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but sea I don't know. Horses. Like after going down this BuzzFeed hole, like there's actually some. I realized there's actually some production value to some of these videos, like ones that are where the people are taking on the persona of someone else.
I am not denying but, the yeah, level of craft these people are putting into their work.
Yeah.
It's just the subject matter is garbage.
It's junk food. And so, like, I've been doing that.
And you know what's bad for you? Junk food.
Yeah, but it's, like, I just
it, need don't it. Say it's good.
I just need it right now.
No, okay.
Yeah, I just need it. Like, I've just, all I've been doing is, like, I dropped all my, like, so Pitchfork released their top 100 tracks of 2014 and all their hipster garbage.
And you're like, I'm not reading that, I'm going
and
to BuzzFeed.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not reading that, I'm going to BuzzFeed, and I'm constantly listening to a bunch of Nicki Minaj songs.
Oh, wow.
So, yo, everybody should listen to Bees in the Trap.
This is an important moment for Anthony. Let's mark this moment as the time he's growing up.
Because Bees in the Trap is, like, super good.
Oh, my God. I can't handle this right now.
Because bitches ain't shit, and they ain't say nothing.
Blaven, and save us from this.
So, one of my friends recently, he just won a tournament to go play at Wizards of the Coast, the guys who make magic.
In Seattle?
In Seattle. Oh, okay. And he posted that, you know, he's there, and, like, they're paying for everything, so it's, like, super fun. We saw him on camera.
Wow.
So, he was on camera. He was playing. He was playing a deck that I was there when they, like, were testing it at, you know, our other friend's Rob's house. And John got an interview, actually, because he won the match that he was
wow,
getting commentated with. And, you know, he was talking about his deck and everything. And he gave a shout-out to Rob, which was hilarious. And, you know, everybody got excited from Hamilton that he was there on whatever or not. But, yeah, it was really, really cool to see just one of our friends on there. What was funny is that we could see his mannerisms that he has in real life on camera.
Okay.
And like, ah, John does that all the time. Like, damn it. Like, it's just really funny that he does, like... It was just awesome to see a friend of ours like
you
on
just,
camera. And
you stuff. Just called him out.
Well, no, a lot of people were like, "Oh, that's totally John. Okay. Like, that's John's hands, and that's John's like, you know, way he taps his mana, and he acts like he's totally out of the
oh,
game,
okay,
but he's totally
saying.
Killing you." Yeah, so
revealing his tells to the world.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome to see, and you know, makes me hope that one day I'll be on camera like that and totally mess up real.
So
bad.
Was it like a news station, or was it like an online feed? Like,
was it? It was an online feed. So basically, what happened is that at every Grand Prix, which is like an open tournament they do in different
uh-huh.
cities, they have a Sunday Super Series. So that Sunday Super Series, because the Grand Prix usually runs from the Friday to the Sunday, and if you're out by the second day, you don't have anything to do on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they have a Super Series. So if you win that, you become a competitor in the Sunday Super Series tournament, which is held at Wizards of the Coast every year.
Okay.
So all these people qualified at different places. Like one, like our friend John, he won in Ottawa. Another friend of ours won in Montreal. Like they all won in different cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they all come together for this one tournament in Washington.
Cool.
And basically, they're at the headquarters. They have like you know the whole feed set up that you can watch them play.
Okay. And this is just on like the Magic, the
yeah,
Wizards
on Twitch. On Twitch.
Oh, on
yeah.
Twitch. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a pretty big deal for all of us.
Cool.
Like we watched them on there and stuff. So it was really cool. It was really.
You guys set it up like at the comic shop? Like
no. Everybody's watching it from home.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So, and then they're all posting about it on Facebook. You know what time his interview was on and everything. And
nice.
It was really really.
That's
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah. So one day I hope to be on camera.
One day we hope to see you there.
Yeah, I'll hope TNA be for life. So you get to tell us about your deck. Oh, what's up?
This is our podcast. Creators in a basement.
Basement.
You got to tattoo it on your cheek, too.
Yeah. At Podbean.
Type me through at podbean.com.
Get wrecked. Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It was pretty nuts. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my pick.
I heard he was also facing, or just like seeing it through social media, like I heard... that he was, his deck was playing, he won against a deck that was, he's weak against?
Yes.
That's
blue
pretty
black control,
too.
I think. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. yeah. He beat a deck where his interview was, he beat a deck that he wanted to play for that tournament. He wanted to play blue-black, but he said he played this red-white deck. But they ended up beating the blue-black one anyway, so.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, so. It's pretty cool. It's cool.
Cool.
Yep.
Sweet. Any more interesting picks you guys wanna...
Oh, yeah, I do got one, actually.
Oh, do you?
So, in the world of professional football...
Are we talking about what I think we're talking about?
Deflategate, or, like, inflation gate?
Oh, I heard about this.
You heard about this?
No, I was talking about Captain America making a bet.
No.
Okay.
Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about this.
Okay, yeah, what happened here?
I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It's a video. It's Captain America and I think Ant-Man make a bet on the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
Continue. Okay. So, yeah, this one. So, recently, they're heading towards the Super Bowl. And there's a coach, Bill Belichick. His team was recently called out for having underinflated balls. So for how in NFL games work, how it works is the offense brings their own ball and the defense brings their own ball.
Okay.
And so
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So for the offense on Bill Belichick's team, I think he's the New England Patriots. I forget.
Sure.
But his balls that they used for the game came in two pounds worth of PSI under pressure than regulation.
That's pretty big.
It is a pretty big difference. And what that difference makes is that it's easier for the quarterback to grip the ball in very cold weather because it is the winter. And so he got busted. But so to defend himself, he came out saying a bunch of science jargon, being like, oh, like we inflated the balls, but like with different atmospheric pressure, it deflates some of it, it loses air, or we rub the balls for the quarterback so the leather isn't cold and it makes it easier to grip onto, which is something they do, but it doesn't make the balls deflate.
No.
So what happened was Bill Nye, the science guy, came out and called him out.
Shut him down?
On all of his bullshit. Oh. And he's just like, I don't know what Bill Belichick's talking about because everything he said is wrong. The only way to deflate or inflate this ball... like that by that much is to have one of these, and he pulls out an air pump, and I was like, "Damn, Bill Nye, you're the best."
So
it was pretty funny.
Wow, I don't get why he tried to defend himself though. Rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules. And his team, I think his team is in the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
So there's a big like kerfuffle of like, should they be in the Super Bowl because they cheated, or like, did they actually cheat, or was it an honest mistake? But yeah, it was pretty funny that Bill Nye came out.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, quick correction. It was Captain America makes a bet with Star-Lord.
Yeah, I just saw it just now.
Yeah.
So basically, Captain America said, the bet was if the Seahawks win, Captain America has to show up to a sick kids hospital and, like, wave
the... Oh, yeah, yeah. Wave the
flag. And if the Patriots win, then Star-Lord has to go to Christopher's Haven, which is, like, they're both charities that they were going to go to, and... Yeah, and wearing a jersey with Tom Brady's name.
Of course, so. Captain America would be voting for the Patriots.
The Patriots.
The hashtags were funny, too. Like, what is a Seahawk anyway? It's like, hashtag something Tom Brady hunts. It's pretty good. And then, like, Chris Pratt was like, there's only one Captain America, and then I think he named the quarterback of the Seahawks. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. It's good, it's good.
Yeah, y'all should watch that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It was actually Captain America who started it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's like, the Super Bowl has started. Chris Pratt, you're now not my friend, but my enemy for the next week. It's pretty funny. Yeah,
Super Bowl's next week. Not that we care.
Oh, man. Yeah. Woo! Super Bowl
party. Stock up on chips and dip, bro. Yo,
Super Bowl party, bros. Oh, that was hard to say.
Kick out the Coors Light, brah.
Okay, that's
We got our new vent cans, man. We could shotgun these.
I've actually used those. They're surprisingly useful.
They pour very cleanly. But that beer is not beer. That beer is water. So it is slightly alcoholized water.
So we all know that, you know, next week or so. Is it on a Sunday?
Mm.
Yeah, we're obviously not going to be recording. We're going to be watching the Super Bowl.
We'll give you live updates as the Super Bowl happens.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Man, I am getting casual.
Yeah, you are.
Football.
I'm telling you, next week, you're going to come in with your Frappuccino and your Ray-Bans and being like...
I have Ray-Bans.
You're going to come in...
I own Ray-Bans.
And you're going to be like, you're going to come in with a Tom Brady jersey and be like, hey, who's ready? I got my fantasy picks and everything.
I do own a football jersey. That was from high school.
I'm glad we have another weeb in the group now, in the form of Blaze, since your hole needs to be filled.
Yeah.
I'm becoming less and less weeb as I go on.
I know.
You're losing your credibility.
Yeah.
My weeb ability.
We might have to cut you.
Yeah. I don't know. I still read a lot of manga. I just don't watch a lot of anime.
So then cut it, man. It's like the minimum performance level.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. I got your performance index marks. Don't worry.
Our quarterly evaluations.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you where you need to improve.
It's like I see you've been watching more sports recently.
You've really been slipping, Anthony, and now, I can't really...
Now tell me why watching the Patriots game meant more to you than watching the new episode of
On January 13th, you tweeted as watching a hockey game. Now, why is this? I'm like, no!
Speaking of hockey, isn't tonight the All-Star game?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is, I think. Yesterday was the All-Star, like the trickster stuff.
I don't know, man. I only watch shows about Moe girls, whatever.
He knows. He knows.
He knows the starting lineup, probably, too.
I bet you he does.
I don't know.
I bet you he knows who's playing, too.
I don't know.
He knows.
Wait, All-Star game, so it's East versus West, right?
Oh, see, he knows.
He knew the teams!
That's the same in any sport, though. That's the same for the Pro Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It is?
Yeah, that's the same for basketball.
How do you know this?
Because I used to play a lot of sports games.
Oh. Truths are revealed.
Yo, PGA Tour 2015 comes out in the spring!
Okay, we need to stop this. Let's move on.
Sports!
So last week, you guys talked a lot about Final Fantasy 14.
We talked a lot
about Final Fantasy 14.
Thank God.
14.
Sounds totally
And I got personal messages from other friends who listen to the show, and they're like, yo, they're really, like, pushing you on that Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, man.
Like, shamelessly.
You should do it.
Yeah. So after the show, I played some Final Fantasy 14.
Tasted it. You got that taste.
And I was liking it. I played, like, 5 hours, and I'm like, man, this looks like ass on the PS3. I couldn't handle the frame rate, and I'm like, this is so garbage. So the next day, Best Buy had a sale.
You didn't come say hi, I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No.
They told me that you were there. They're like, hey, do you remember this guy, Vince Sanchez? I'm like, yeah. He's like, came in here buying a PlayStation. I'm like, ah! I was hurt, I was crying.
Yeah, I bought it from Patrick.
Hey, no, you should come say hi to me, I was there.
No, I walked around the home theater section first to look for you.
I think I was...
Maybe on break?
I figured you were probably, having dinner break. Oh, we're in the back room.
That's your problem there. You went to go get sustenance.
Well, easy there, Cash.
Crucial mistake.
This doesn't concern you.
Anyways, I went to Best Buy, bought a PlayStation 4, and then I proceeded to download Final Fantasy 14. Four hours later, after everything was set up, Final Fantasy 14 under maintenance for 12 hours.
We're the best drug dealers in the world.
And I was like, what a waste of time and money.
I used that time off to go to the gym. Why didn't you just work out or something?
Because I did that during the day.
Oh, okay.
Like, I went to the gym, then I went to school, and then after I finished all that stuff, I went to Best Buy.
That's funny.
Yeah. So the next day.
Okay.
I played some Final Fantasy 14. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty digging.
So where are you? What are you?
So I am the elf class.
Yeah.
You probably know them as the 7 foot tall people.
Yeah.
Thin people. Girl.
Of course.
Archer class. With the character name of Ava Alexandria.
I didn't see you with red hair. I was very surprised.
No, I didn't pick red hair because I thought it just wouldn't work with her character this time.
True.
Because she's supposed to be an homage to Garnet from Final Fantasy IX.
Okay.
That's why she has the name Alexandria.
Alexandria.
From the kingdom of Alexandria.
Alexandria.
But no, I'm liking it. It's got that addictive grind. Not that there's a real grind. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that game that I don't know how to do yet. But there's a lot of stuff in that game. And it's fun. I've yet to reach the point where I feel like I need to be super addicted to it and compelled to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is I do like the dungeon the aspect to it. Where you kind of queue up and wait.
And you do a very unique dungeon.
Yeah. And I like how when you queue up, it signals your controller.
When it's ready to go.
Yeah. I know for you, Anthony, you don't have to queue up.
I'm a healer. Yeah. So just instant queues all day.
You're needed. I'm DPS, 90% of the population. So when I go to queue up, it's like your average wait time, 25 minutes. But it's good, because it means that I don't, I could be doing other quests in the meantime, but I put the controller, or I take the controller with me, I go somewhere else in my house, and then I break out the books and do homework.
Yeah.
And then when I hear the ding, I'm like,
oh, time to go back up.
Okay. Yeah. So it works. It works in my situation.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, I'm liking it a lot.
It's really fun.
Yeah, let me say this. I bought a PS4 for it. So
yeah.
That should say something. Something about that. And then speaking of the PS4, I downloaded those free games. Tried out Infamous
First Light.
Yeah, that game is, whatever.
That game's Infamous.
Yeah, it's Infamous. Yeah. It looks nice. It looks nice.
It's very good. When it rains, that game looks very nice.
When she said, I can run at the speed of light, I was expecting Sonic.
No.
She cannot outrun cars.
Yeah, she can.
Just barely. Just barely outrun cars.
Yeah.
And these cars are slow.
Yeah. These cars are very slow.
And I'm just like, what a waste.
I really think that's like, have you played Second Son?
No.
If you finish this, you don't need to play Second
Son. Sounds good.
I think that for you, that's about as much Infamous as you can handle.
I don't even know if I'm going to finish this.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm going to try. But yeah. I also have The Last of Us. I didn't try that yet. Download PT. Didn't try that yet.
So those are both good games.
Well, one's a demo. But... I got The Swapper. Didn't try that.
I didn't try that either.
And then as for the PS4, it's fun. It's good. It's a good system.
How do you like that the PlayStation Store is actually functional?
It's amazing.
Yeah, right?
It's amazing. I'm like, oh my god, it scrolls through like smoothly and I can download stuff. It's like it doesn't lock up or crash. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was really surprised. A couple of things about the PlayStation that I didn't realize you can't have more than one application open at once.
So you can't have more than one game open at once.
Okay.
Or like, I think it's more than one of the same application.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have Netflix and Crunchyroll, I think.
Yeah, that surprised me. I was like, yeah. Oh, so I have to, like, close this one?
And... But you could have Final Fantasy and Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite feature about the PlayStation 4 is that you can set the display area from the system level.
Yeah.
Because of course, Sony would do this, because I've only had this problem with Sony TVs, where on my current TV, I have, like, 5% overscan,
mm-hmm.
So every image I have is cut off on the edges.
Yeah.
And on the PlayStation, I can set it to come in from the system level, so everything is visible now.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, it's PlayStation. Things that I like, things that I don't like, but it's fun.
I really like some games where it use their controller microphone in a clever way. And it never really impacts the experience, but it just makes it, like, cooler. Like, the whole thing where it signals your controller.
Mm.
Or, like, in what's the Lord of the Rings game?
Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, like, when you go up to the forges, those big towers, the anvil sounds come out of your controller instead of coming out of your TV.
Interesting.
Just little things like that I really like.
In Infamous, that's where the... dudes call you?
Yeah, cell phone calls come out of
I thought I was supposed to put that to my ear, so I did it. I'm like, wait, how'd I pick it up? And then he started talking on the TV. I'm like, oh, well, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I really imagine you sitting in front of me, like,
yeah.
Slowly putting
it on. It's ringing, and I'm like, hello? Yeah. I really enjoy being able to share screenshots on the fly.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a lot more helpful if you have a keyboard.
Oh, for Final Fantasy?
No, for just sharing screenshots so you can
caption
it. Yeah. But, yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
I gotta find, like, a... Because, like, the way my TV and my PlayStation is situated, like, I can't really have my wired mouse and keyboard setup going on. But I gotta, fix it. Because, like, I think keyboard and mouse is the way to play that game. You just have, like, infinite more hotkeys and shit.
I have a super long extension cord for my USB keyboard.
Ooh. It's just that mine, it's not that it doesn't reach, is that the cable will go in front of the TV.
Because it's
above the TV.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So. Small price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
First
world problems.
My life's so hard.
Yep. I think that's all I've been doing my week, though. Just that.
It's good. Keep playing Final Fantasy.
I will. I'm excited for the expansion pack.
As you wear a Distance World t-shirt.
Oh, that's true. Huh. What do you know?
I don't know if we have to pay for that expansion pack or not.
Probably do.
Yeah. Really? No?
It's free?
Yeah.
It's just you can, right? I mean, everybody has
to get the subscription.
Well, no, they did that for 11, it was a subscription. You still had to pay for separate
expansions. If you look at all the expansions they've had, it's... For this game?
For this game?
There's been a couple
of them. Oh, okay.
You don't have to pay for it. It's part of the subscription.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome, because they have a class I really want. The Machinist.
I want it too.
The Gunslinger.
You can put down turrets.
Oh my, I want to be that one.
That and the Dark Knight. Is there another one after that? Is there three?
What's yeah, the Astrologer.
The Astrologer.
The Mage class.
That is the healing class, yeah.
Oh, I'll be an Astrologer.
Uses cards mechanic that no one knows yet.
Really? So does Final Fantasy have a card game?
Yeah, Triple Triad.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in 14 now.
Because I was looking
Triple
for...
Triple Triad from 8?
Yeah.
Because I was looking for it, and I'm like, I know this has to have a card, like some sort
yeah,
of
so,
card
Yeah, so, no, it's not out yet. It's coming in the patch. Ah. So they're releasing a casino area where you can go bet gil and, like gamble and stuff. And they brought Triple Triad to Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, man.
Yo, Blave, and this game's good.
I've played, man. It's just I don't know if I can afford the time into it. But I do
you're right. It's a big time investment.
Yeah, it's a big time investment. I don't want to do it. Like, I mean, I have other things that I want to do. Yeah. Like,
you can just main Triple Triad.
But I do like Triple Triad. I do like playing that game a lot. A lot. But the thing is that it required me to know all the cards, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's way more cards here.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
much. And they're going to keep updating it, too, right?
Yeah.
I bought the Collector's Edition. So I have a fat chocobo.
That thing's so cool.
I also have a fancy lion leopard thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a couple cool minions.
What minions did you get?
I don't know.
It's you should have got the Moogle and
I got a baby behemoth.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a pig with horns.
How do you get the Warriors of Light toys? Because you have that one, I think. You have the white mage.
They summon randomly, so it's either White Mage, the Black Mage, or the Warrior.
Oh, okay. How do you get that one?
It's the Veteran 4 reward. I'm already subscribed for 6 months.
Boo!
So.
Because those things are awesome. Their idle animations are like the sprite animations where they just skip.
Damn.
It's really cool.
You see the expression? Like...
Yeah. Ha! I got 2 frames of animation, just like in the NES.
Yep. Cool. But I have nothing else to say. I'll report back weekly, forever.
Forever. Whoa. Until the end of time.
Whoa.
We'll see how long I stick with it.
Unless.
Anthony, what's your week like?
My week's been pretty good. I've been playing more Final Fantasy.
Thanks.
I hit level 40. I'm not going to stay on this long. I just hit level 40 and grinding's become more grindy. Just because story levels... story levels progress much faster than you get experience for that level. So, I've just been doing, dungeons and stuff. And because I'm a healer, thank God I'm a healer, because I don't think I'd be where I am right now in this amount of time if it wasn't for me just instantly queuing into dungeons.
You told me that you have trouble soloing stuff.
Yeah, I have trouble soloing stuff in story missions because I am a healer. that's the part that takes the longest. It's not like any sort of party stuff. Like, that's my downside. It's still fun.
Yeah.
The other thing I've been doing is I got Injustice Gods Among Us.
Was this the PlayStation Plus free
game? Yeah, it was another PlayStation Plus free game. So I got it for free. And it's a fighting game from NetherRealms? NetherRealms?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mortal Kombat guys?
Sure.
Yeah. And so, that plays like Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
The thing I did is I played the story mode. It involves, you going to, you getting swapped to a different dimension, and a dimension where Superman has gone evil and he has become supreme overlord of the Earth, and you have to stop, Superman. Meanwhile, the Joker's there doing his own thing, and there's just like a lot of interconnecting storylines. I thought it was pretty cool, mainly because they pull a lot of crazy stuff from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that I didn't DC Universe. And a lot of stuff that I didn't know. So, the Flash has a treadmill that lets him time travel called the Cosmic Treadmill. And I'm like, this is some dumbass 80s shit. And I looked it up. I was like, yeah, this is some dumbass 80s shit. And he, runs so fast that he can, cross dimensions, or he can just time travel. And I'm like, what's going on in this fucking show? And there's just a lot of weird stuff like that they pull out of nowhere. And, I think, hardcore fans would probably get a lot out of it. But, every time something weird came up like that, I was like, all right, Google, tell me what this is. But
so you liked it.
Overall, I think I thought the story was actually very good. And, like, with even without the caveat of it being a fighting game, but with that caveat of it being a fighting game, I think it's the best storyline in a fighting game.
Better than Mortal Kombat?
I haven't played Mortal Kombat. Okay. So that's the only thing. But, like, the way they transition from match to match is really cool. So, like, a cutscene will lead into a match. And then when you win, what will happen is, like, you'll say your win quote or whatever, and then your character will walk off screen. And then once that happens, it goes directly into another cutscene. You're never taken out of the story experience. It's just constantly flowing. Ooh. And it's really cool. So this one comes with all the DLC characters because it's like a Game of the Year edition. I haven't played with any of those because they don't show up in the story mode. Mm. But like, I just want to go through to see all the supers. There's a lot of cool supers in that
game. Yeah.
Like the Flash does his like around the world punch. Superman punches you into space and then punches you back down to Earth.
He does the Goku thing?
Yeah, he does the Goku thing. But I think my favorite is, like, I've seen is Doomsday. Doomsday punches you into the ground, and he keeps punching you, so you go through the Earth's core, and then outside the other side of the Earth, and then he brings you back up to where the stage is. Like, he punches you through the Earth twice. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, it's weird to play, like, I've never really been a big fan of Mortal Kombat. Like, I liked it when I was a kid, but, like, I never got into Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. So, like, this whole... Like, it's not a half circle. It's down forward. Mm-hmm. It's not a... There's no Shoryuken movements. There's a lot of, like... Any back forward movement is instant. It's not a charge. It's
good.
It's very easy to play on a controller.
I like that.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, it's fun. It's actually a really good game. I don't know how much it would affect me if I actually paid for it. Because I did get it for free. Mm. And then the last thing I've been doing is, I mentioned it last week, is I started reading Slam Dunk, the 1990s basketball manga. Yes. And so far, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Like, I don't hate it, but I'm not super into it.
Should have picked a different sport.
Basketball? Well, like, the thing is, like, there's a lot of sports manga I took that I've been reading. Like I'm not really into boxing, but I love Ippo. I'm not really into bicycle racing, but I love that Yowamushi pedal. Mm-hmm. And there's like a lot of sports stuff like that. But this one so far, there's been more, like for where I am, I'm like 80 chapters in. There's been more fist fights than there has been basketball.
That's basketball, man.
So I think I'm slowly getting into like actual basketball matches, but really so far they've just been montages. It's just like, there's like a page that explains that they won this game, and then it goes to inter-team drama, and then after that it'll go to another page that explains they won this game. But now they've reached a rival, so I think they're gonna do like a full-fledged dedication to a game.
Cool.
Rather than just like little snippets. Mm. But yeah, so far I'm mainly liking it because of the era it came out in, like just that whole style of manga, like the Boncho style. Guy rising up from nothing to greatness, and like it's just like that whole like late 80s to like late 90s, that whole decade of manga. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoy that kind of environment, I guess. And so that's what's really keeping me going. A lot of the characters are, there's a lot of characters that get introduced really fast, and right now they're very one-dimensional, and there's not really a lot of depth to them yet. So hopefully later on they kind of flesh them out more. Like one character, he's the main character's rival. All he does is call him like a stupid idiot, and that's like his only line in the series ever so far. And it's just like, I don't know why. He's supposed to be this big deal, but they haven't really given me a reason to think he's a big deal. Mm. But yeah, it's like a almost 300 chapter manga, so I'm like only a quarter of the way through. But yeah, it's okay.
Should have picked Prince of Tennis.
Should have picked Prince of Tennis? Like, I saw a shot where the tennis shot ended the dinosaurs. And then I was like,
he should have picked.
And I was like, it can't get better than this. I don't need to watch this show anymore because this guy made the dinosaurs extinct by hitting a tennis ball.
That's only the beginning.
Yeah, maybe I will read Prince of Tennis after this.
My statements echo your own, kind of. You're right. I am halfway. No, I'm three quarters through.
Are you reading it right now too? Or?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I'm three quarters through it, and it's probably one of the best sports ones I've read. You're right. They do introduce a lot of characters really quickly, But what you gotta take into account is that they're introducing five characters only. Like,
is that
like you've only met five? Basically, you probably only met Rukawa, which is the main guy.
Do-a-ho.
You probably just since you did fist fights, you probably just met Mitsui.
Yeah.
And then after, like, this part was the weakest, but when they become a final, because there's only five players on a team, right?
Yeah.
And their biggest weakness is that there's only five.
Is it five players on a team or five players on the court at a time?
So this is their biggest weakness. Their biggest weakness is that they have all superstars, five of them, that's it.
Oh, and then everyone else is kind of weak.
They don't have the second string.
They don't have a second string. Oh, that's their biggest. Wow. So that's the joke of the series, right? Like, their first star five players are the best, but they always get tired because they never sub out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're right. They're all like when they introduce all of them, they each go each one. Like there's going to be that Mitsui's their three pointer, and then it goes for each one, like each of their positions.
Yeah, that's what it's been going on.
And then after that, they start going into like the tournaments, and then going into the backstory of them. Okay. So you're right. That's just where the series is going.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. Like yeah, because the main thing I really like about sports manga is, especially about sports I don't know about, is their ability to explain rules and very technical aspects of the sport while still making it fun to read. And that's something that Slam Dunk has done so far. But
so you know how to play basketball now?
I don't know how to play basketball, but like I didn't know that there was a 5-second violation when shot taking clock. Free throws. I didn't know that you couldn't stuff. Yeah, like the really small, like there's a violation for staying in the key for a long
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that.
I'm gonna go watch a Raptors game now.
They do it really well in the
show. Casual? No, I don't know. Yeah.
They do it really well in the show because the main character doesn't know
about it. Yeah, because he doesn't know anything.
What? But he plays basketball?
No, so what he is that he's a delinquent that's good at everything he tries.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just got natural talent.
Is he the guy...
The red hair.
Oh, red hair, okay. Yeah. Who's the one shaved sides, black...
That's the black.
Is it black on top?
Yeah, he was like another guy who's exactly like the main character, but he has a crush on the helper, the coach assistant. The girl.
Wait, how long is his hair?
It's
like, is it up like Fresh Prince style?
No,
or is it
no.
Slick back. That's not his hair. His hair is up.
I thought that was a gorilla. His hair is up.
No, me. Okay, I guess it is. Like it's puffy, right?
Misui has sword. He cut his hair and he has like the.
No, he has like a Caesar cut.
Yeah, he has like a Caesar cut.
The other guy has a shaved sides. Yeah, like puffy. I guess if you're, it'd be a Ryota. They're super short, like point guard or whatever.
Yeah.
He's sick. He's awesome.
Yeah, but
he's the only one I know.
And he's like the same personality as the main character. Where like they're very easily influenced by women.
Yeah, but he's also like really like he's really cocky too, right?
Yeah.
They're both really cocky, yeah. Mm. They get together. But yeah, no, like they're the five people in their team are like the five ones they focus on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the guy with the glasses. Yeah.
But, you know. They wear red.
Yeah, Shouhoku wears red. And I think that's what they wear during their home games. Mm. And their away games, they wear white and red.
Oh, that's right, yeah, the home and away.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it's good to hear that like that's where it's going.
Well, the thing about the show is like it is actually pretty, you said it's 300 chapters. It's actually pretty rushed near the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird. Like they get through like one of those big tournaments, but then it's like, man, there's only like 50 chapters left. How are they going to resolve all this?
Oh, okay.
So I just wonder like how far it is where I am at. But it's really really, cuz they keep introducing new teams, right? Cuz I mean, they have this, but like it's really really good because they don't always like win. So that's the big thing.
That's what I also liked about iShield 21.
Yeah.
Is like when a team is not, the main team is not invincible, they can lose. Mm-hmm. And then they take those mistakes and learn from them. And it strengthens, like it does the whole show
like
thing.
Like a real
like a real team. And like it strengthens the bond between the players and the characters.
Adorable.
The main character is the best. He's literally the best. Yeah.
He's really funny.
He's the funniest.
But yeah, like, the main thing, the thing I think this show does well, or is starting to do well, is to show, like, the main character is finally, he's good at something, but he's never found anything to latch onto. Mm. So they're really good at showing his newfound love for basketball. Mm. And he's slowly, like, this is something that is important to him. And, like, other stuff does that, like Ippo does that very well with boxing. Where he's just like, I'm just going to be fishing for the rest of my life, but he doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But when he starts boxing, he starts to love boxing for more than just the sport. Like
you like that aspect?
Yeah, I like that whole, like,
you know, you should be doing then?
What?
Watching Gundam Build Fighters. Yes.
Like they find a love for building Gundams.
The redheaded character is exactly the same.
I thought he was like an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I could.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe I should, but... But, I think it's just that I have to watch it. Like, if they had a Gundam Build Fighters manga, I'd read the crap out of it.
Don't be a fool.
I'm kind of lukewarm on the series right now, but hopefully I'll agree with what Blavins says about the future chapters, and I'll get, like, way into it like I normally do with sports manga.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, let's go to the court.
Let's go to the court, bro! I went to the gym the other day. And I was...
Please tell me you joined a pickup game.
And I looked at the basketball court, and I'm like, should I play basketball? Like, because there's, like, basketball events. Like, you can go there and, like, play adult basketball. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I suck at basketball.
It's just a community thing.
Yeah,
but, no, like, one's going to be pro there.
Yeah, true.
It's just a bunch of black kids.
That's all. Yeah, I'm like, man. I have a basketball. Oh, I want to find my Harlem Globetrotters ball. I had, like, the red, white, and blue ball, but I can't find it anymore. I wonder where it went. But, yeah, so, sports.
Okay.
Get on that. But, yeah, that's been the new stuff in my week.
Yeah. All right, well Blavin's been telling us about Slam Dunk. What else have you been doing?
Me? I've actually been playing a lot of video games.
What?
So, because of my new laptop, I downloaded Battle.net.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Battle.net.
So, I've been playing Hearthstone, and I'm bad at it. I'm really, really bad at that.
You're bad at swinging?
Yeah, I'm bad at Hearthstone. Like, I'm doing the drafting stuff, and I can't do it. I prioritize all the wrong things.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you find that game very hard to come back from? Like, if you are in a deficit, do you find it very hard to come back from?
Absolutely.
That?
There's no catch-up mechanic, yeah. I don't think. There's no real way to catch up.
The thing for Hearthstone for me was, like, the reason I stopped playing is, like, if you get ahead, like, even turn two, if you're ahead and you just deny resources, you get all the... You just go.
There's only one way to play the game, and that's... Full-on aggression.
Yeah, and there's no way to, like, come back from stuff. There's no... Because there's no actions that you can take on an opponent's turn other than secret cards.
Mm.
But, like, those don't really do enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just... I wanted to know if you had, like, the same sentiment.
Whenever you have, like, one card in hand and they have five, it's like you're pretty much lost.
Yeah.
There's, like, nothing really you can do. There's no real way to catch up.
Yeah.
I've been playing StarCraft again. I'm just trying to go through the campaign because I have the second... campaign now, StarCraft.
Heart of the Swarm.
So, I just want to see the whole story. I guess I should just fill that in now. And, like, find out what it's all about.
And the Protoss one comes out this year, I think.
Yeah,
Is the last one out yet?
Yeah.
Oh. Legacy of Void's coming out. I actually realized that I didn't know much about the StarCraft 1 story. So then I looked up a video that's, like, StarCraft 1 in 5 minutes. And, man, the story is really simple. Except the fact that when you play it, it's, like, very long missions, right? So, like, you feel like it's all... But when you, like, really break it down to its, like, just its bare story, it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, these guys want to kill these guys, and these guys, you know, don't want to kill these guys. So, it's pretty awesome.
It's kind of like real war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't agree with you. Bang, 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 bang.
5 years later.
Okay. Oh, we're totally cool.
We're cool now.
Yeah, but no, I've just been having a lot of fun with it. It's nice to play it in better graphic settings, so now I see what the things actually look like.
Nice.
So it's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Another thing I've been doing as well is that I have been playing with the new cards from Fate Reforged for Magic the Gathering.
Ooh.
So I went to a pre-release. Actually, I went to five.
Oh.
And,
you went to five of them?
Five of them.
Okay.
And my overall record was 9 wins.
It sounds
10
good.
Losses.
Oh, never mind.
And one draw. Womp womp. But now that I'm in the drafting portion of it, I am 6 wins, 0 losses, 1 draw.
Ooh.
So my leg of drafting is vindicated. I hope I do well still. But I'm obviously jinxed it now. I'm going to get like 0-12.
When's the full release for this?
Is it already out. Oh, okay. Today's the day. Friday was the day.
Oh,
so
this weekend. Okay.
You can actually draft now. So, yeah. And then lastly, I actually put a pre-order down. For Monster Hunter 4.
Oh,
damn,
we talked about a lot of Monster Hunter 4 last
week.
And I'm getting a new 3DS.
Right, so new black or new red? Or Monster Hunter?
The Monster Hunter one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I looked up the new weapons. Not really impressed with any of them.
Whatever, buddy.
No, I heard the charge sword is really good.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm still going to stick with my tried and true hunting horn.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just, you wore the hunting horn.
Yeah, because, I mean... You only need one in your friend group.
We only need one, yes.
And like
that's true. But
I remember, like, whenever we did play, it was like, oh, everybody gets attack up large. It speeds things up by like 5 minutes.
Yeah, so you also put on the stamina, right?
Yeah, I gave you guys all infinite stamina, and then, like, you guys could just do your dual sword. It's how we killed a bunch of the bosses. It's just like, dual sword's on, kill it. Yeah. Oh, the song ran out. Give me 1 second. Okay, go. Bang. Yeah.
That was it slime?
Yeah, the slime. Yeah,
everything's just weak to slime.
Everything's weak to slime.
What should we kill Bracadillos with? Slime.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Slime. Slime.
Yeah, that was the thing. I think I'm pretty sure that mine was not slime, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks really, really cool.
I mean, you haven't played it yet?
No, I didn't play the demo because I don't have a 3DS, I don't have one. But I don't know. I looked it up. It doesn't seem like your stuff carries over, right? No.
No.
It's just like you pick a class and then you go for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I heard that you can fight two new things.
Yeah, there's two new monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them is like the flagship monster.
The dragon.
The big black dragon.
Yeah, is he hard?
We couldn't beat him. Yeah, we haven't beat him yet.
Fucking noobs.
We didn't have a hunting horn.
To be fair, two of us were archers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good times.
And I was heavy sword. Or was a great sword.
Yeah, good times, good times. Yeah.
Did you read what that YouTube commenter left what the status effect does?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah,
what status effect?
There's a new status effect that the black monster has.
Okay.
So what it does is that it fills up a meter. And what happens is as that meter's filling up, when you take damage, you don't get any red health. Mm-hmm. It instantly takes away red health.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I think it's, like, the more you hit it or the more you damage it, the more the meter fills up. And then you can get, you get a bonus out of it if you fill up the meter.
Oh, so it's sort of like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, yeah.
Like it.
Oh. Yeah. So, you don't take massive, like, so if you have, like, regen armor, like, it's useless if you have that status effect because you have no red health to regen when you get hit. Yeah.
Interesting to hear your thoughts, and you finally do play it. It's very different.
It's very different.
Okay.
Also Charge Blade.
Sword
and Shield into Switch Axe?
Multi-tiered stages.
Why not?
Yeah, I saw that. We have to like reload it, I think.
Charge it,
yeah. And then like three charges. You can't overcharge it or else you just keep bouncing.
Yep.
And you have to unload it all and then charge it again. Yeah, I'm just gonna... Can you use items while it's out?
No.
Oh,
it's not Sword and Shield.
That's the reason I use Sword and Shield, though. That's the
same reason TJ uses Sword and Shield.
Yeah, that's why TJ's like, I can't use it. I'm like, well... Whatever, my weapon.
Well, we can only have one. We have to have a different one. Hunting horn, sword and shield, charge.
Yeah.
I might use that bow staff.
Really?
Yeah.
The glaive, the staff. I really like that insect glaive.
Insect glaive, go sap some health.
Yeah.
And come back, get some debuffs.
Yeah.
And we found out how to mount things properly.
Yeah, you have
to. Jumping onto them.
Yeah, just jump on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a jump button now? Right.
No, you gotta look for like a ledge.
Right, and then only the glaive can hit you up higher. Right.
So the glaive has a move where you just launch yourself in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you mount them, they like have the animation of trying to get you off them.
Yeah. It's like riding a bull, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I still don't know how to reliably fill that meter.
Right.
Because there's a mount meter, and then when you fill it, it does bonus damage and it knocks them down. But I still don't know how to reliably fill that meter before I get thrown off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exciting. It's good times. Good times.
Exciting. Can't wait. February 13th.
Exciting.
I'm excited. That's like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
No, that's like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2.5 weeks. Yep, it's true.
Time.
Because next Sunday after that is the 8th, and then we have one more.
Yeah.
We're good to go, man.
Time's relative, bro. I'm
getting pumped. Oh, it releases on a Friday?
Yeah. Nintendo doesn't care about Tuesday dates.
Stupid.
Nintendo don't even care.
Well, I guess that's better. Sure, why not? Alright. Anything else, Blavin, you've been doing?
No, that's it. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything you want to list? Anything major events? Are you all pregnant?
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you're on diets now. You all
got some food.
Need a haircut.
I am not getting a haircut.
Did you go for a wardrobe change?
I had Taco Bell for the first time since grade 9.
And?
Taco Bell sucks.
Okay.
I was an idiot as a child. Mm. I was like, I'm going to go try like a taco. Like, it's like $1.30. So cheap. It's like, this wasn't even worth $1.30. This is garbage.
You know what you should have got?
What should I have got?
$1.79 10 nuggets at Burger King.
Burger King.
$1.79.
It's value, man.
I hate Burger King.
You know what you should have done?
What?
You should spend $1 at Arby's.
I like Arby's a lot.
For your cold cuts.
Yeah.
True.
I went to this pizza place on Rock Street in the Nova or something. The Roma? Something.
Okay.
Anyway, they had this one pizza that had fig jam and prosciutto, and I'm like, it says fig jam. I'm gonna try this.
Wait, you went where?
Lock Street?
Yeah, on Lock Street.
All the hipster bars.
I know. Yeah. It's interesting there.
You didn't go to Earth to Table?
You didn't go to the bread bar?
I those were all full. There was like a half an hour wait for all of those. Oh, okay. I wanted to go to Chuck's Burger.
Yeah, before. Chuck's is great. Man.
But I'd rather settle for Taco Bell.
Taco Bell fucking sucks. I don't want a sponsorship by Taco Bell.
Okay, so when Taco Bell sends us the sponsorship, I'll make sure to write your name out of the contract.
Cool.
Alright.
And me and Vince are just gonna go for a week of burritos.
Yeah. You guys can have your half price burritos. I don't want your fucking price.
Who said we're gonna get burritos? We're just gonna get a money sponsorship.
No, you're not. We're not big enough for money sponsorship. If I felt that we could get a money sponsorship,
well, I guess I'm not gonna Taco show you.
Taco Bell's the best. Like Taco Bell's so good. Like it's healthy for you. Did you know Taco Bell reduces your risk of cancer?
Yeah, it does. It totally does.
Burrito cancer.
Burrito cancer.
All right, that's enough for this week.
Yep.
All right, we hit the 1 hour mark. Good.
What?
You can always reach us at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Always.
That is the place.
Or.
Oh, tell me.
Or you can go to google.com.
Oh, that's what I like.
Or google.ca. Or google.fr.
Ooh.
Whatever your country.
.jp.
Yeah, whatever your country domain is.
That's code.jp.
.co.jp.
You got it.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
What's the cut? Co. What's CO? Why do they have CO?
I don't know. Look it up. Google it.
Oh.
Meta!
But before you do that, you should Google TNIAB or Three Nerds in a Basement. We're the first hits. You follow us on the Facebooks.
First and the last.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter.
You know the drill.
Uh-huh. Add us on Facebook by personal names.
Did you listen to that show?
What show?
Now that I know about it.
Oh, God.
All right. We're done.
See you next week.
Bye.